Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I remember 6 years ago, the United Nations having summits in Australia where they were calling for a world ID number. And now, from Australia to the United States, England, Germany, Russia, they're all merging their identity systems, adopting base numbers and standards, and setting up a world ID card. And dovetailing with that is a story out of Business Line, RFID tracker tags for visitors to the U.S. And then I've got several other articles about RFID to basically be in the phone systems, just everything. Planning to visit the U.S., an electronic tag will keep track of you during your stay there. On an experiment, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is deploying radio frequency identification tags, but they refuse to enforce against all the illegal aliens and don't enforce this on them. See, it's all selective. Technology to track immigrants entering and exiting the country. The RFID is an automatic identification method. And see, MasterCard and Visa are saying it's going to be the new thing, not a swipe card. But if you want a credit card, it's going to have a chip. And see, that's going to be read from a distance. The RFID is automatic identification method relying on storing and remotely retrieving data using devices called RFID tags or transponders. And they admit this will actually increase identity theft because thieves can just come by and read your card and get your data. Imagine it's like broadcasting your credit card number. From July 31st, the experiment applies to people without green cards entering the U.S. with a visa to work, study, or tour. Over the next year, people in these categories will be issued I-94 visas embedded with an RFID tag. Yeah, you see, you think it's for all the immigrants. Starting this year, all new passports have RFID for citizens. And see, under the new federal law, the Real ID Act, your ID card, your state driver's license, is going to federally have an RFID chip in it. So see, it's for us, the citizens, too. And it'll track everything you do. And we barely beat the bill this year. Would have started first of the year. We barely beat it a few months ago. It was going to be the size of a piece of tape inside. Listen to me carefully. The size of a piece of tape inside of your inspection sticker in Texas, federally mandated, federally funded, to track, tax, and trace you. It'll give you tickets when you speed. It'll arrest you instantly, pull you over. It'll red flag you and beep on a computer screen. At the emergency management center, and then in the squad cars later when they get the systems, they will instantly pull you over and take you to jail. That, by the way, is in the bill, and it will be used to tax you as a toll road device. I know I've talked a lot about that, but it's just happening. We're barely defeating it. We're barely defeating it here. I mean, just total Big Brother applications. They're still putting it in all over the place. They're just saying they're not going to start using it for taxation and control right away. It's just, oh, we're going to put it in your products. Heaven help us. Heaven help us. I want to talk more about this when we get back. Drug industry, human testing, mask, death, injury, and a compliant FDA. Also, the bombings that took place in Jordan, and they admit the Israelis were warned before the attack and got out. Kind of like Netanyahu got a call 8 minutes before. He admits now. The London bombing. France deport foreign rioters, but only 120. That's a joke. Cars set ablaze in Belgium and new copycat attacks. We'll get into that story. Bali bomber blows himself up in ambush. Do you really believe that? And Blair has suffered his first big defeat. That's some good news, and I mentioned this, but we need to detail this. CDC will allow 1918 killer flu off of campus. Now, they're going to be shipping it all over the place, they're saying, and very, 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 very scary. Some good news, the Rifle Association is saying they will sue to overturn firearms ban, but that doesn't stop places like San Francisco banning handguns. And U.S. House leadership strips Alaska oil drilling from budget plan. Let's talk about oil first, actually, when we get back. And old Shalabi, the criminal, was here yesterday, and he says he didn't mislead the U.S. He's a good guy. Plus a martial law nutshell and 15 questions. We'll talk about that as well. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Often imitated, I don't know why I'm sorry, I want to, never duplicated. I'm your host, Alejandro Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Tejas. Thank you so much for joining us today. Let's plunge into the news now in great detail. And then coming up, I'm going to blitz through calls, and really I am. I'm going to take your calls very, very quickly, so have your question, your comment ready. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Yesterday, they had the big oil execs up there on TV in front of Congress, and I watched 45 minutes of it in the morning. I watched more of it late last night. Every question was a softball whitewash. Every question had nothing to do with the reality or the facts. And the fact is this. Prudhoe Bay has enough oil conservatively. And this is in the actual reports, the geology reports back in the 70s, to run this country at current capacity for several hundred years. There is oil all over Alaska. There's nothing out there but tundra, nothing out there but grass in the areas they want to drill. It doesn't hurt anything. The caribou sleep up underneath the pipes. They use it for a natural barrier where there is none out there. And you always hear the environmentalist, who are used as the foil, the shill, the front group, oh, we can't drill because of them. Well, the Republicans have the presidency, the executive. They have most of the governors. They have the legislative. They have the judicial. And there is only one pipeline supplying California and other areas, a very small percentage of them. We get about 20% of our own oil out of there. Very limited reserves are allowed to be pumped out, period. 80%, in most cases above that, by the way, BP is given the lion's share. They were just given the rights to our oil. They just get it. Oh, here, just have it. You're our bosses. You're our royal gods. Here, just take it. And they ship 80% of it to Asia, predominantly to China, who's deindustrializing us and displacing us right now. They've got to have the blood supply, which is oil, to shut us down economically. And to Japan, who's also doing the same thing. And a little bit goes to the Aussies there, a little 14 million Aussies. Or is it 18 million? I forget. The point is that that's happening. And I hear the neocons. It's a mantra. Those darn environmentalist wackos. They won't let us get the oil. That's the front of your oil company bosses. The oil companies openly fund those phony environmental groups. And you tell the little Rastafarian teenage kids running around in their trendy outfits when they're, you know, hey, don't let them drill, man. Peace. Don't hurt the mother. I'm like, you're actually funded. Oh, you're part of this environmental group. That's funded by Dutch Royal Shell. No, it's not, man. Why don't you try to stop the genetic engineering? Why don't you try to stop the just billions of tons of toxic waste that's been dumped in the ocean and millions of gallons of nerve gas? Yeah, whatever, man. We got to take that person's ranch or farm and give it to the Nature Conservancy. David Rockefeller needs it, man. Hey, you got the cool hair. You got the... I mean, who am I to argue with the stylishness of it? And you reek of patchouli and marijuana. You must have an IQ of 500. Okay, I'm sorry. It's just all these well-meaning kids and college students. We've got to fight for the earth. You don't even know where to fight. Oh, yeah, the earth's in trouble by the very people that control you. All right, I'm sorry. See, it's problem, reaction, solution. They create an economic problem. They create an environmental problem. They create a drug problem, and they actually make it worse. And then their solution actually makes it worse. Then you get more of the solution that continues to make it worse. And then they take freedoms always in the name of fighting it, but that has nothing to do with it. You know, I got a lot of news to cover in a short time to get there. I better focus. But just one of hundreds of examples of how there's plenty of oil and how the oil companies, their documents are public, where they colluded to shut down refineries and restrict their output on purpose to bottleneck because there was too much oil in the 90s and in 2000 and up until 2002. And that's why they hate Chavez. They've openly said because the guy's overpumping, overproducing. That's why they hated Saddam. He was trying to pay off his debts back in 1990 by overpumping, and it was just making OPEC get angry, driving down the price. We've got to rape the slaves. Chavez and Saddam. U.S. House leaders strip Alaska oil drilling from budget plan. It says Republican leadership doesn't want to. I mean, they got the House, they got the Senate. It was going to sail through to the president. And I told you, Bush is going to get up and go, I'm opening the reserves. I'm getting a law passed. Now he can go, oh, it just didn't happen. The environmentalists protested. But they admit in this Bloomberg Financial that that's not what happened. Republican leadership doesn't want it because the oil execs don't want it. You're not going to get that oil. Do you understand that? You can pay $5 a gallon before you're going to get that oil. That goes to China to take your jobs. That light crude is not going to go into your gas tank. Here it is, U.S. House Republican leaders removed from a $50.5 billion budget cutting plan a provision that would have opened an Alaska wildlife refuge to oil drilling in an effort to win support from dissenting members in the party. The House Rules Committee approved the change last night. The drilling proposal, which the Senate approved last week, would allow oil companies such as Irving, Texas-based ExxonMobil Corp. and London-based BP to drill on 1.5 million acres. They don't want that. In the 19-million-acre Alaska Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, they opened it up in the early 70s after the first staged oil crisis. House leaders also removed a provision to allow more offshore drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, yeah. There's one 600-square-mile area off the coast of Mississippi that's even bigger than Alaska Reserve. A group of 26 Republicans objected to the inclusion of the drilling provisions in legislation, and it goes on and on. And by the way, even if they open up some of this, which they may do, it didn't go into the U.S. Understand that. It's just China needs more, and they might open up a little bit more. But a fraction of it's being used. A fraction, a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction. And, you know, we recorded, as I said, 45 minutes of this yesterday, and it's all just so ridiculous. I don't know where to start the tape. We're just going to air a minute or two, and I've instructed Scott Hartman, doing a great job up at the network, to just randomly just pick a spot on the tape. So I don't even know what the oil exec's going to be saying. I mean, there's no, I don't have time to go back and listen to all of it and decide which clip I want to play. And everything I saw was already such lies and such twisting. I just said, let's just randomly grab bag here and just play 2 minutes of just something randomly from the 45 minutes we recorded yesterday morning. And then I'll comment on it briefly. So go ahead and roll something randomly as the Exxon exec and others sat up there lying profusely. Go ahead.
Or coal to fuels, that's gasification technologies, and if not, why not? And anybody can take a swing at that and can pick up a bat.
Well, I'll take a quick swing at it, Senator. First of all, I think as in the comments I made earlier, in fact, while there has not been the construction of what we would call a new grassroots refinery, there has been continual expansion of the refining industry. As I commented, effectively in this country in the last 10 years, we've built, in essence, three new refineries. They're inside the fence where refineries already were, and as a result, they're much more efficient than if we had gone off in some greenfield site and tried to do it. In terms of, are we willing to look at biofuels?
Well, that was strange. I guess where we randomly picked on the tape, there's a dropout. What's going on there, Scott? Oh, the computer froze up.
30 years ago, the problem with them is that they are not economically competitive with traditional oil and gas supplies.
Now, I'll follow up question on that, and I'll let somebody else.
Please.
Are refineries and biofuels or gasification plants treated the same as far as policy? Taxation, do they work under the same definitions as far as policy is concerned? Mr. O'Reilly?
Senator, biofuels, and if you include ethanol, that obviously have additional tax incentives for manufacturers, so they're not quite under the same policy. As far as I know, the underlying structure, other than the tax incentives themselves, are similar.
I just think that somewhere along the line.
Okay, well, that's enough of it. And we're not doing that on purpose. Something wrong with the recording or something. So that's how random we are. We have 45 minutes recorded. We just pick a spot and it's got hiccups. That happens with the web when you're downloading stuff. But I sat there watching it, you know, halfway while I was getting ready yesterday for the show. And see, we just randomly picked a spot. And the senators are going, what do we do to get more oil? We've got a shortage. You know, how do we squeeze more of it out of oil shale? Or how do we have the gasification plants? And how do we get more? I mean, we got a problem. Well, number one, that's lie number one or ignorance number one by the senator. There's plenty of oil. The oil company's own documents, internal documents that say not for distribution, secret, highly restricted. You know, that's how they're stamped, ExxonMobil, all of them. The very people up there, okay, they put these reports out internally between the oil companies who are really all owned by the same consortium. They just had the trust busting of 1906, so the Rockefeller interest broke their oil company into Standard Oil into 12 parts. And you have Exxon, you have Mobil, you have Texaco, you have all these same companies. BP is the Queen of England, Dutch Royal Shell is the royal family in the Netherlands, but the point I'm making here is then he gets into how we built more refineries. And then he caveats it and says, well, we've actually built three new things inside where refineries used to be. No, their own documents show that they ought to restrict supply, artificially closed and bought up refineries all over the country by the dozens. and reduced output at their refineries. And those big oil companies also produce. They control OPEC.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Hound, he was in here trying to get up on the broadcast desk to get at my Chinese food, but I have defeated him. I like that Basset Hound. I have to mention the Basset Hound every day now here on the show at the office. And when our bookstore is open to the public, you can come in and see our mascot, Baron the Basset Hound. All right, I've got to hurry here. I know we have loaded phones, and I covered one article. actually two articles there in that last segment, but it's important about the oil. So when you hear Limbaugh or any of these other neocon liars who are there to neutralize you, to make sure that you don't know you're losing your Second Amendment, to make sure you don't know you're losing the borders, to make sure that that you think George Bush is conservative and you can wear a shirt, you know, that says nuke Iran, I like Michelle Malkin, I like Ann Coulter. You know, you can go and just be sucked in by all that. I love that beatnik Michael Weiner. I love greasy dirt balls from the 60s now being neocons. I like Trotskyite neocons. Here is some news. Rifle Association will sue to overturn firearm ban. San Francisco Examiner. As some ballots were still being counted, the powerful National Rifle Association announced Wednesday it would file a lawsuit to overturn a ban on firearms approved by San Francisco voters, that's a new name, just the day before. The conservative groups said Proposition 8 violates federal guarantees and various state laws in California. The measure, which received the backing of a solid 57% of mentally ill city voters, bans the sale, distribution, and manufacture of firearms and ammunition in San Francisco. You hear that? Bans the sale, distribution, and manufacture of firearms and ammunition, period. And Arnold's been pushing for that statewide in San Francisco and limits the possession of handguns to those who need them for personal reasons such as police or security guards. Only God humans get to have them. It was placed on the ballot by four supervisors, not city council members. This is a hollow victory for the gun control lobby because this scheme is a clear violation of California law. NRA lobbyist Chris W. Cox said in a statement, "We will file suit and fight this to the highest courts in the country until good sense prevails once again in San Francisco." And the NRA did sue with several other gun groups and get a federal judge to place a stay on gun confiscation in New Orleans. And last time I heard, though, the cops just stole the guns and they're refusing to give them back. And at the same time, the NRA went in early last year, almost 2 years ago now, and they went and argued in D.C., quote, for the Second Amendment, but in their briefs they said, oh, we believe guns should be registered and not allowed outside the home. We agree. So they were in precedent trying to set that. Just let people at least have handguns if they're registered and locked up in their home. And then, of course, they lost that case, too. So out there creating bad case law. And, folks, if you don't know that the NRA has been infiltrated by the globalists, you got another thing coming. It's full of good people, good members, salt of the earth. But you should all spin off and create your own Second Amendment groups to lobby locally. I mean, we've been very close to beating gun bills, but it's been neck and neck, and we ended up beating them. But the NRA would actually attack local good Second Amendment groups in the Dallas Morning News. I mean, we just caught them in Illinois backing some of the gun confiscation that was going on. So we need to keep heat on the NRA and on their activities, give your members out there to make sure it is a better organization, to make sure they do keep their nose clean, but also spin off. Don't count on somebody to save you. I mean, I just created a group called Texans for Freedom, and we're involved in all sorts of things, and we'll just go out and protest this or that, or we'll go down to the Capitol and testify, and we'll catch bribery going on, and we just get the job done. And the NRA is nowhere to be seen, nowhere to be found. Now, the Texas Rifle Association is. Here's another interesting little tidbit. Bali Bomber. Oh, he's convicted now. Blows himself up in an ambush. Well, no, he wasn't convicted. They just blew him up. Comment, just like the Madrid bombers blew themselves up when ambushed. Terribly convenient way of ending the saga. So again, just like the Madrid bombers, clearly, and it takes hours to go over it, we've done shows on it, clearly a government operation. And then it starts coming out in the news. People in the polls think it's the government. They rebel against the government. And then all of a sudden, the special police raid the building. And the bombers blow themselves up. And conveniently, the same thing just happened in Bali, despite the fact that evidence has come out that that was a British operation. And we've caught the head bomber for the London bombings, being MI6. And Israel admits that they carry out bombings and blame it on their enemies. So we have to look at the real suspects here.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Maggie, Jane, Michael, Frank, many others. Your calls are coming up. I'm going to go through them quickly. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Now, I'm really going to news blitz now because we're getting behind here. Just more on the oil situation and how it's total theater, just total complete theater. Oil chiefs unfazed by Republican grilling. And you watch it, there was no grilling. I mean, it was just total false reality theater. We don't have enough oil. Oh, we've built lots of new refineries. We just accidentally made a record $96 billion profit. It's unbelievable. Here's another one. FTC, Federal Trade Commission, subpoenas big oil firms in U.S. gasoline probe. They don't need to subpoena them. A whole bunch of their documents have been leaked by their own employees where they're running this entire scam. And again, people go, I hear neocons calling the talk shows all the time and go, I don't mind paying $2.95 a gallon. This is free market. Bunch of commies. It isn't free market when a bunch of corporations get together and collude to artificially control the market and gouge you. That's called fraud.
I like being raped by them, huh? Because they told me it's conservative if you do.
I mean, literally, that's the mentality. All right, enough on the oil. Bird flu strain has been found in Italy, the health ministry saying. Ooh, so they'll have to have a police state crackdown now. And that's what they say they're going to do. That'll keep everyone safe. China is saying they're worried about terrorists attacking, so they've had to take even more of the freedoms from their citizens and crack down on the public. And so is Putin. It's good for all these governments. These evil boogeymen terrorists are everywhere. Chinese police warn of possible terror attacks. U.S. diplomats say that the Chinese police have warned luxury hotels in China of possible terror attacks sometime next week. Warning Wednesday comes as preparations for President Bush's visit to Beijing later this month are underway. Oh, Lord Bush may be under attack by his business partner, Bin Laden. We are just all in such danger. Our great leader has been fighting Al-Qaeda, the poor thing. I already talked about the Bali bomber blowing himself up. That's just ridiculous. And, he is the bomber. He's not convicted, but they say he's the bomber. And the police surrounded the building, and then it just blew up. And, again, we caught this Israeli who's connected to the Trinidad bombings. And we also have Al-Qaeda caught with these CIA cell phones for months and months. We have a maximum security prison in Afghanistan who top Al-Qaeda members just always magically escape from. Well, we have all the generals where they catch Taliban or Al-Qaeda. They catch other generals in the Taliban. They'd be ordered to release them. They flew them out to safety. It's like the number three at CIA, Buzzy Krongard, said, we don't want Bin Laden. We don't want to capture him. Remember that? And I hear these neocons on the radio going, George Bush wants him. George Bush is going after him. It's like Bush saying, I never said I don't want Bin Laden and we're not looking for him and I don't care where he is. And then we have the clip of him going, I don't want Bin Laden. I have no desire to capture him. And it's of course you don't want to capture your business partner. He's been a great CIA asset going back to the early 80s. A story I want to get some guests on about that we haven't talked enough about. You know, we've discussed how the Israeli government with the U.S. government would take poor Jewish children and tell them they were going to a doctor's appointment from 1950 to 1960, and they would radiate them to death. And this has gone on here in the U.S. too, but more piecemeal. But what they're doing now, and this has been in the New York Daily News, New York Post, it's been in New York papers, but it goes on nationwide. With a lot of prisoners, too, even nonviolent prisoners, this goes on, where they test chemicals, biologicals, pesticides on them. And it's really dastardly what's going on. But they'll come to a poor mother and they'll say, look, we're taking your 7-year-old. And we'll take the toddler, too, unless you sign this agreement saying you did bad things to your children and agreeing to give us custody of your son. They'll openly take the son. And the mother's allowed to visit him once a week, and she sees him lose weight, and he's on a stretcher vomiting, and then he dies, and they're just testing pesticides on him. That's New York Daily News. They actually kill little black kids with poison. They do little white kids, too, but their favorite's the blacks. Seriously, because they have a weak family structure. They've already been busted up and broken up and can't protect themselves, and hyenas and lions and wolves go after the weak, folks. But the illegal aliens do have a special use for the New World Order. They're one of the biggest groups having the most poisonous stuff tested on them. But they actually tell them, oh, $5,000, $4,000, we just want you for a week. And quite a few folks are dying. It is a 17-page report that sounds like something out of Dr. Mengele's laboratory. Drug industry human testing is masking death and injury. And a compliant FDA. This says Oscar Caballero has been waiting in the Experimental Drug Testing Center in Miami since 7:30 a.m. The 41-year-old undocumented immigrant, illegal alien, says he's desperate for cash to send his wife and 4 children in Venezuela. More than 70 people have crowded into the reception rooms, furnished with rows of attached blue plastic seats. Caballero, that means cowboy, is one of many regulars who gather at SFBC International Inc.'s test center, which, with 675 beds, is the largest for-profit drug trial site in North America. And then it just goes into it. Blind people, dead people dying when they get given it. It just goes on and on. And so they're going to get in a lot of trouble now. And we'll just move on to the foster kids. They're a lot easier. Oh, you didn't know that about the foster kids? Oh, yeah, Florida, New York, Texas. They just take little babies and kill them.
And nothing's going to happen. It's just going to continue. But it's a 17-page report. I cannot read the whole thing. I did highlight some stuff in there, but you can go read it if you want. We posted it yesterday on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And here's the article CDC is going to may send samples all over the country of the 1918 super flu. And, of course, it is the same crowd that has the flu virus 39,000 times stronger than any other virus ever known to man. They may mail that out to different laboratories. And they actually say it's no big deal. But they use FedEx and DHL and UPS and others, and it's just no big deal. Just don't worry about it. But we've got to give up all our liberties and freedoms, though, because Al-Qaeda might attack us. But the borders are wide open, and let's just mail all this around so they'll have plausible deniability when the government launches it on us. Continuing here with the news, the bombings of yesterday, what transpired there in Jordan, scores dead in three Amman hotel bombings. Israelis evacuated before the attack, and they admit here that the Jordanian government got them out hours before, saying that they thought that luxury hotels like the Radisson, upscale hotels like the Radisson, may be hit by terrorists. And sure enough, that happened. And, you know, that happens once or twice. That's one thing. But the Israelis themselves pulled out of no one else. Remember Benjamin Netanyahu? They said that 30 minutes before the blast of 7-7, that he got a call and was told there was about to be a blast and to not go to the meeting he was going to be at, and there was a bombing. A bomb went off right outside, you know, right below, really, in the train station right below where he was going to give a speech about international finance and banking. And then they said, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. The AP's wrong. It was never said. But the AP wouldn't retract. And then 2 weeks later, the head of Mossad told several big German newspapers and TV that were there doing the interview that, oh, yes, we did get the warning. And he just pawned it off on, we got a warning. And he was warned 8 minutes before. So just over and over again. I'm not even saying Israel was behind the bombings in England. That was clearly MI6. We've caught them doing it. So, but the point is they're all part and parcel of it. But don't worry, Zakari is going to get us. Jordan on alert as Zakari claims blast. Comment, Zakari is back again, escaped from capture, back from the dead, slipping over different borders and back again. Jordan was on Thursday hunting the masterminds of the worst attacks in the kingdom's history that killed 57 people that were claimed by the group of homegrown extremist Abu Musab al-Zakari. The suicide attacks late on Wednesday on one of the close United States allies, one of the closest United States allies in the Middle East, targeted three luxury hotels in the Jordanian capital that are favorite haunts of Amman expatriate community and Western travelers. I tell you what, we will go to your calls here in just a few minutes, but I've got a few other little news tidbits that we need to hit here. Well, actually more than a few, but let's go ahead and start trying to go to your calls. And then we'll get back into this news. Let's go ahead and talk to Maggie in Texas. Maggie, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I just noticed recently some newspaper ads seeking test subjects for a 18 years of age or older for a new vaccine against Japanese meningitis. And I didn't realize we need a vaccine for Japanese meningitis, but I imagine this will pull quite a few college-age people in.
Well, it's one of the wonders and one of the great side effects of open borders and all these illegal and legal aliens is we've gone from 5 cases of leprosy a year to 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
We have drug-resistant and drug-immune TB. We have all these wonderful exotic fevers and meningitis, which will kill you, folks. And don't worry, they got lots of vaccines for you that in many cases are more deadly than meningitis itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is a real condition then, something to worry about. But I noticed the same company was also looking for young, 18 and over test subjects for herpes, of course, and just vaccine after vaccine.
Well, a lot of these vaccines will actually allow the person to spread the very disease Mm-hmm. That's why they didn't. They weren't able to force the police and others to take the smallpox shot mm-hmm. 3 years ago.
Yes, and the other thing is that I've noticed recently, and now this is in the last few weeks, there was a huge push on TV to talk about vaccines for cervical cancer, and prior to that, there was a little round of talking about vaccines for shingles. So it looks like we're just going to be vaccinated against everything.
Oh, they've gone up to, what is it, like 38 vaccines that most states claim are mandatory, and they try to push on you. Of course, they have no right to do that. There's no law. And it was just a few years ago, it was like 25. Decades ago, it was like 4 or 5. And they're talking about hundreds of vaccines where you're literally getting injections every other day.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, they're going to look. That's what this new BioShield 2 is. Is that it's a multi-billion-dollar a year giveaway to the private vaccine makers to just come up with all sorts of new vaccines for everything and mass cocktails and then just force us to take them.
Oh, my God.
It's actually there. Forced inoculation, mass roundup camps. It's all public now. As Ron Paul said a few weeks ago on the show, it is the preparation for outright martial law.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you, Alex. I'll get off now.
You bet. Thank you. I got a call this morning from Jeff Dice, Ron Paul's chief of staff. He always gives us great updates about new evidence of leaving our troops behind in some wars, and I'm going to be working on that with a particular contact he gave me, just great folks, but we are going to be getting the congressman back on very, very soon. Let's talk to Jane in Maryland. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, the frist provision. The bill that was just passed that exempts the pharmaceutical companies from any kind of lawsuit as a consequence of damage or death from these vaccines.
Now, it had passed the Senate. Are you saying it passed the House?
Not yet, but I believe that that's what's driving them. That's why we see the sudden push. I think the market has opened up now. These guys are going to plunge ahead with it. They've got a lot invested in it. I heard it.
And then earlier this year, they passed forced psychological testing and forced drugging by guidelines written by the drug companies publicly.
Yeah, I guess they could try to pharmacologize that as well. The avian flu thing was really being hyped on NPR and on Pacifica, especially this morning. So it definitely there's a push here. They think they're
it's your Tamiflu.
In.
Lord Rumsfeld needs the money. It's all over if you don't get it. Martial law is good.
Can you believe all the open discussion of martial law? Just martial law, martial law, martial law. Did I mention secret arrest? Did I mention a work camp? Did I mention? They're just openly getting us ready, aren't they?
It's an effort to desensitize the population to the use of the phrase, to normalize it. Essentially, it was Zarqawi who you mentioned, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the Scarlet Pimpernel. We see him. Here we see him there. Oops, we don't see him anywhere. While they're psyoping the public on Zarqawi, Saddam's lawyers are getting whacked mafia style in the streets of Baghdad.
Yeah, what is it? Three of them now?
Yeah, if it's the real Saddam, which I've never accepted to begin with, who the hell knows? As far as these bombings in Amman, Jordan, everyone knows it's trivially easy to rig a Patsy's body and plant it there, which means the coverage, the fact that Haaretz is revealing that the Israeli tourists were notified in advance and moved out, suggests to me that this is a transparent false flag operation relative to Middle Eastern public opinion. Those people aren't going to buy the al-Qaeda angle, not the average Jordanians. This thing was obviously done for the benefit of the American and European audience. That's the PSYOP angle, unless you think it was just pure desperation.
Well, we know Bali, because in hindsight, we always get the good intel. We know Bali was a British op. We know the 777 and 721 were.
But does anyone doubt that the average Jordanian is going to fall for this? It doesn't seem likely. I mean, they're much more likely to blame the Mossad for this than they are.
They have polls in the Middle East where, 90-something percent believe our government carried out 9/11.
Absolutely. That may be conventional wisdom in Latin America by now as well, Alex, from what I've been reading. You mentioned Buzzy Krongard, R.V. Buzzy Krongard.
He struts around bragging that we don't want bin Laden.
He's quite well known. He makes the society pages up here in the Baltimore area because he lives right up here. This is the guy who was the chief executive officer at Alex Brown prior to being tapped become executive director.
Yeah, insider trading on
that. Yeah, in advance of 9/11, so he'd definitely be a key witness in any legal proceedings that might occur at some future point around 9/11. He might even be arrested as an accessory if we could find out.
Well, look at what they're doing, Jane. They're putting in torture experts, population control experts. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff ran the wet work at Waco. He's actually blooded himself on American blood.
Well, actually, we've got Peter Shoemaker, the Army Chief of Staff, and William Jerry Boykins, both on the, probably, I would guess Boykins was on the scene at Waco. He's the architect of Delta.
Yeah, so is Shoemaker.
Right. Aren't they the guys that briefed Reno and told her, oh, don't worry, we'll handle it?
Yes.
Because Wesley Clark didn't want to be incriminated in that, since he would have been their commanding officer.
Yeah, he was the commanding officer out at Hood. But,
yeah,
I mean,
they set them up to do the dirty work.
These are tough guys, man, killing one-month-old babies. That's powerful.
Brutal.
Yeah, but it's collateral damage. They're real warriors. Ha! Burn it. Blow them. Do it, Delta Force. Move in. Get your American blood. Bloody yourselves. There's more coming. We got to test this psyop on the American slaves. Hey, Jane, good points. Michael and Frank and others, you're up next on the other side. A few final news items as well. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Segment, I babbled through a lot of that news and got a lot more to cover and a bunch of great calls. Don't forget, we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, and of course back tomorrow, 11 to 2, for the live Friday edition. Great calls from Maggie and Jane. I always like our lady callers. Michael in Texas, you're on the air, and then Frank. Go ahead, Michael.
Hello, Alex. I had a question. You were talking about registration stickers earlier.
Yeah, inspection stickers in Texas, we're going to have tracker chips in them, but we beat it.
Okay, I was wondering if... we did beat it.
Yes, we narrowly stopped them starting next year taxing and tracking us. It was in the bill. Arresting us the minute our insurance expired, just totally tracking us 24 hours a day in our cars. We barely beat it.
I'd assumed that's how they were going to do something with the toll roads. If you'd seen on the website where people were shown where they could put $20 bills in the microwave and pop the little microchip in there. You see that?
Yeah, that was only in some of them, and the government admits that they are, quote, studying putting RFID in euros and dollars. We found some did do it, and that was the dollars that were in Europe, so we believe it may have been some special circulation. They don't all do that, and some just get holes burned in it. That was us. That came from us.
All right, well, I was wondering if you could people maybe do something like that, their inspection and registration stickers.
Yes, but very serious crimes, even felony-type crimes.
I guess they'd make you a terrorist, wouldn't it?
No, they say in there that it's a prison time. And then, of course, you can accidentally break, and they just say, I'll prove you didn't mess with it. And so, see, there's all these new crimes, and it's all written where you can't comply. And we have 25% of the world's prison population, and we're only 4% of the world population. And I've told cops that, and they go, good, we need more. Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks for the call, Michael. Great questions. Frank, and by the way, I wasn't bragging that, you know, ooh, we did the RFID story. I was just stating we did that story. It's on the website. Frank, where are you calling us from?
Yes, I'm calling you from New York, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Good. Listen, I just got, I've been looking over the press on the Internet, and I heard, I don't know if you can confirm this or not, but the Palestinian head of intelligence was killed in the blast, one of the three blasts over in Jordan today.
No, but if that's the truth, it's an obvious hit.
That's exactly, if that is confirmed, because in Europe they seem to be confirming that. But I have another...
Well, I mean, what publication?
I don't have it offhand, but this would have been probably about 2.5 hours ago.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. Israel routinely bombs people as a tool of assassination.
Yeah, I don't know actually who did it, but it's very strange, too, that it would happen when the king is out of the country on state business.
Well, let's just give all our rights up, then everything will be okay.
Alex, I have a question, too. I'm doing a research project on the CIA charter, and in 1947...
National Security Act, yeah.
Yeah, right. But in 1947, under the National Security Act, Truman authorized what was called 1947 Interim Charter for the CIA. The final charter was the 1949 charter. But I've not been able to find the charter. Now, under federal and state laws, all government agencies have to have a charter that defines their purpose and complies. Now, it just struck me, would it be possible that the CIA's charter is classified?
The 1947 National Security Act and its charter, I believe, is public, and I even know...
It isn't, though. It doesn't seem... There seems to be no records in any government documents, nor in any of the private academic national security histories or policies. Yet, it has been quoted several times, but no one can seem to find it. If you have any listeners... I was wondering if maybe, you know, you could send the message out on the phone and or on the... radio.
You're doing it right now, yeah.
And if possible, if anyone knows anything about that, because if that's the case, then the actions of the CIA itself are in violation of our laws, because
yeah, you gotta
there
have
has
a charter.
To be a public charter.
I hear you. We're just out of time. Great points. God bless you all. Take care. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.